It's not every day a bill passes either House of Congress unanimously, but when you look at the size of the Oregon Caves National Monument on a map, it's really tiny. The vote makes more sense. The Senate voted unanimously to pass the Oregon Caves Revitalization Act several weeks ago. That's progress. But there's another House of Congress to clear, the House of Representatives, and therefore more ground to cover. The amount of ground contained within the Caves Monument would expand greatly upon final passage. Let's get some numbers and some idea of what's been happening up to this point. From Sue Densmore, who's the Executive Director of the Friends of the Oregon Caves and Chateau. Sue, welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you, Jeffrey. It's good to be talking with you.
So it's the Oregon Caves Revitalization Act of 2013, always an impressive sort of thing. Senate Bill 354 passed the Senate on July 9th. What does it do?
Well, in general, this is something that Senator Wyden has been working on since 2008. The Oregon Caves National Monument is one of the smallest monuments in the Park Service, and there are a lot of areas around it that would offer increased recreation to people that would like to be in the area. The Bigelow Lakes are nearby. There are many additional hiking areas. And in general, it is a transfer from the property currently managed by the Forest Service to management by the Park Service. So really, it's kind of a simple transaction, and yet it's one that would allow, I think, visitors to enjoy a greater area with kind of a more of a recreational management approach. Done by the Park Service instead of the Forest Service.
That's a good point you brought up. This is not private land that's being acquired. It is just an expansion, a change in definition of public land.
That's right. And the other, the good thing about it, I think, is a lot of people are concerned about, as monuments go, it will continue to allow fishing and hunting. Generally, what happens is the Oregon Caves National Monument was designated in 1909. It's now celebrated in July, its 150th year, and then it would become the Oregon Caves National Monument and Preserve. So it's really got two different kind of management styles still included, and it will offer the residents in the area many of the things that they've enjoyed about the region, in particular the fishing and hunting opportunities.
And Sue Densmore, how was the number arrived at? I noticed that that new national monuments that are now created are about 2,500 acres. And how big is the Oregon Caves National Monument now?
It's 480 acres, I think, at this particular time, and it will add about 4,016. I should have these numbers right on the top of my head, but something on that order. It increases it 10 times in general.
Oh, sorry, it's a much bigger expansion than what's gotten out.
4,070 acres is what it will be, and I think it's currently 480 acres.
Is this a general widening then? I mean, it looks like a rectangle on a map now. Is it just going to be a bigger rectangle?
It's kind of an amorphous shape. As you drive up from Cave Junction, you're driving through some Forest Service land, which will become Park Service land. So it's kind of... I'd say it's growing all the way around it, but not necessarily in any exacting shape. It's not square and it's not round. It's kind of an amorphous shape. It almost looks like a head of an animal or something when you look at it on a map. And then the Oregon Caves is actually a square. What we currently have is a square shape, and it becomes an amorphous shape, I guess is the best way to describe it.
So was the idea to extend out to ridgetops or to encompass entire watersheds, something like that?
Yeah, particularly they wanted to include the Bigelow Lakes Botanical Area, which goes up in Mount Elijah. And then also there are additional caves, the Morris Cave and something called the Cave Next Door, would be included. And then beyond that, it's pretty much the area down to almost down to Cave Junction. So it's really those two areas, the Bigelow Lakes in particular, was one area that we think will offer, by a connection of improving some of the trails, a nice recreational opportunity for both people that have been going to the monument as well as people that have been going to Bigelow Lakes. It's a beautiful area. You can hike now over the top, and it's just beautiful up there. And so I think it'll be a little bit of improvement and better opportunity for everybody.
Sue Densmore is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. She's the executive director of the Friends of the Oregon Caves and Chateau, and we're talking about the expansion proposal for the Oregon Caves. which would increase the size of the monument by about tenfold. And it has already passed the Senate unanimously, sitting in committee in the House. You can join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. With the expansion, will the new Oregon Caves National Monument and Preserve, it does get that additional title, as you pointed out, will that cover the whole view shed? In other words, if you're standing in the parking lot of the Oregon Caves, will you be able to see areas that are not part of the monument? Because I know there was concern in years past. There have been some clear cuts that face in that area. They have been replanted, but they're still clear cuts.
I believe that most of that, let's see, if you're standing, it depends on where you're standing. That's hard to know because with 480 acres, I am not sure that I have stood at every opportunity of the view shed. So that's hard to describe. I do know that to my knowledge, there are not in particular changes planned in the current forestry circumstances. Any contracts that have been let by the Park Service, which to my knowledge, or the Forest Service, to have any additional cutting or changing would be honored if there were any, but my understanding is that there are not. The one issue that has been of concern is the fire management, which does continue to be done by the Forest Service. They've always had a long-term agreement with the Park Service, and the Park Service apparently does not have that arm of government, so the Forest Service will still maintain the fire management, and I'm understanding that the trees, such as they are, will maintain and continue to grow. And I'm not sure about any future clear cuts. I would imagine if they're already there, they have been overplanted.
All right. This is not just an expansion of the land area. It's also some designations, too, under the Wild and Scenic Rivers Act. So what happens with that?
Well, it's just kind of fun. This is one of the things that I've heard Senator Wyden talk about for many, many years. And the Caves Creek runs through the Oregon Caves National Monument. And it runs, if you have been to the Oregon Caves, it runs actually through the caves and actually through the Oregon Caves Chateau, which is the 23-room National Historic Landmark Lodge that's on the facility. And it will become it designates it as a subterranean creek. And my understanding is it's the first in the system. And I think Wyden has been very excited about the concept of having a, let me see what it actually says here, River Styx will be the subterranean segment of Cave Creek, known as River Styx, will be administered now as a scenic river under the Wild and Scenic Rivers Act. And I guess it's possibly the first subterranean river in the park system is my understanding of that, and I'm probably not going to tell you all the details, but he's very excited about the idea that we will have a subterranean river in Oregon.
An actual underground river in the Wild and Scenic System, yeah.
Right.
Fun. There are some other creek segments that are being included here too, though, aren't there?
Right. There are quite a few different water areas. The Cave Creek, it's a 2.6-mile segment from the headwaters of the River Styx will be included. The Lake Creek, a 3.6-mile area of that will be included. No Name Creek, just a small part of that. Panther Creek, and then the Upper Cave Creek will all be included. Now, this means that within the next several years, there'll be a study done between the Wild and Scenic Rivers Act and the National Oregon Caves National Monument or the Department of Interior to just make sure that all the management of these are done properly. At this point, they have been managed by the Forest Service and the Wild and Scenic. And so there wouldn't be any specific changes made on the use of those water bodies without a complete study with both groups working together on that.
And there's no industrial uses or anything like that at this point, right?
No. And it's all very carefully. At this point, kind of what happens is you walk out of the parks, the Oregon Caves National Monument management, and then you walk into the Forest Service. And there, one of the most important things will be signage and the opportunity to understand where the trails go. At this point, it's kind of hard if you get out in there. Some people really know how to hike up to Bigelow Lakes. There's beautiful areas out in there, but a little bit of lack of clarity on exactly where the trails go and where the creeks are, and all of that will be better identified with the Park Service management, because they really do a great job of management of recreation areas. That's really part of the reason why this is important. The Forest Service does a great job. For example, Timberline Lodge is a Forest Service property, and it's just a different style. It's Department of Agriculture. They just manage things differently. Of course, it's a ski area. And then Oregon Caves National Monument, as well as Crater Lake, are both under the Park Service. And they just have a little different style, and some people feel more focused on recreation and the opportunities for people to enjoy the scenic areas, the beautiful wildlife, but it's in a different management style.
Given the general workings of Congress, now granted this is non-controversial, did pass the Senate unanimously, is there any reason to believe it might get stuck in the House?
Well, it's interesting. It hasn't done too much for quite a while. Senator Wyden has introduced it quite a few times, like I said, since 2008. I think right now it has a great opportunity to, I'm not sure it'll pass unanimously, but the real issue behind this is, I think the National Park Service turns 100 in 2016. Of course, the Oregon Caves was designated 5 years earlier than the Park Service existed, or no, more than that. Let's see, the Oregon Caves is 100 years old in 2009. So we will be, gosh, we're
so
107
years
now.
Ahead,
we're going to
yeah.
be
mm-hmm.
107 by then. And I think that really the issue is that I think the current administration is looking at is an opportunity for economic development in this extremely rural region. This is such an incredible opportunity for southwestern Oregon, and I believe that from the days when we had about 200,000 visitors every year, now we have about 78,000 visitors. It's really something that we would never want to have compromised in any way, and I think the larger size will bring us up a little bit higher in the consideration within the Park Service. There are 300-plus properties within the Park Service, and the other issue really is over economic development for southwestern Oregon. Like I said, this is these are the Oregon Caves. They are located there in rural southwestern Oregon, but they are on the road to the coast. And it used to be that people came from San Francisco up through Grants Pass up to Portland, and they never missed a stop at the Oregon Caves. So I think what we're hoping for is expanded opportunity with shopping and restaurants in Cave Junction, as well as increased recreational opportunities up on the monument and the preserve, which we think will be a wonderful, natural, thoughtful opportunity for that region to increase their economy, not only in jobs, but just in other opportunities, groceries, the different things that people are looking for when they're out on a trip with the family, because it's just a wonderful family opportunity. The whole area up there at the Oregon Caves, it's very fun, very scientific, very educational, as well as the Oregon Caves Chateau, which is, of course, a National Historic Landmark. There aren't that many of those, and it's a remarkable lodge. So I think we really see this as a perfect storm. Built in 1934, and now we're coming back to kind of coming out of a recession. It's time for this expansion to happen.
Well, you're living up to the name of the organization, Friends of the Oregon Caves and Chateau, the expansion of the Oregon Caves in the House now after the Senate passed it unanimously. Sue Densmore, the executive director at Friends of the Caves and Chateau, thanks so much for joining us on The Exchange.
You're welcome, and it's always a pleasure.